Okay, let's talk about building attraction through texting. Now, attraction dissolves over time for women. It's kind of like a volume knob. Maybe you had a great first impression and her attraction for you is a 10. Now, if you wait a week and you don't text her, it's going to slowly die down because she's going to meet new people. And just through time, she's going to start forgetting about you. So the idea is to use texting to maintain that attraction that she had for you during that initial interaction until the first date. Attraction can be maintained by using fun text messages that assume a certain level of comfort, contain humor, tease her, are flirty, without being too needy or nice. Now, this is done by text messages that include playful teasing, funny jokes, role-playing, just random, unpredictable texting, and flipping the frame, that's a great one, and role reversals, which is kind of the same thing. What you want to do is you want to anchor these good feelings that she's experiencing when she sees your texts and anchor those to you. So every time she opens her phone and you send her something funny or something that gets a really positive emotional response, she's going to associate those feelings with you and she's more likely to go on a date with you. Okay, so how do you build comfort through text? Now, don't worry too much about trying to build a whole lot of comfort with her through texting. It's done more in person or talking to her on the phone. If you send her a couple cute, fun text messages that make her smile and maybe tell her something about your day, that's going to build a little comfort. Another thing that builds comfort is mirroring her. Now, the concept of mirroring is basically matching what she's doing without making it obvious. Now, you can do it through texting by matching the way she texts, by using abbreviations that she uses, emoticons, acronyms, etc. It's more important to not break comfort through texting. So I'm going to tell you a couple things that guys do that actually break comfort. So these are things you want to avoid. Texting her too often. If she's not responding too much, you don't want to text her too much. If she is getting annoyed by your texting, you're going to come off as needy and it's going to break comfort. You're probably texting her too much if she doesn't respond or if her response is always slow. If she doesn't really engage and she never initiates the conversation, meaning she never texts you first. You're probably texting her enough if she initiates the conversation once in a while, if she always responds pretty quickly and really engages you back, or if she's trying to move things forward, like she asks you out or tells you where she's going to be one night. Now, if you try to make plans too early, that can break comfort too. Comfort often is built through time. The more time that goes by, the more comfort she'll have with you. If she doesn't feel comfortable enough to go on a date with you, then it's better to wait and keep sending fun, playful text messages and call her up on the phone, talk to her on the phone, and build some more comfort. If you respond negatively to something she said, or maybe she didn't want to go out with you, or she flakes on you and you respond negatively, that can break comfort and break attraction. Women will sometimes test you to see how you respond. That way she can decide whether she wants to go on a date with you. And she might send a text that completely throws you off. Or she might make plans with you and then break those plans and flake on you. Now, if you text her back something angry or rude, then it shows her that you're deeply affected by what she did. It shows that you must not have a lot of women in your life and that she's so important to you. And that's going to show that you're a weak man who can be easily affected by women. A woman wants a man who gets his self-worth and his happiness dependent from her and her actions. Being too predictable can break comfort as well. If you always respond to her messages right away and you come off as you're just trying too hard and you're too needy or you don't have anything else going in your life, that's going to break comfort. Instead, seem to be a little bit of a challenge by responding at various different times. Like sometimes respond right away, sometimes wait a while. Sometimes don't respond at all. Show different sides of your personality too, such as serious side, a joking side, a dominant side, a witty side, etc. So it goes hand in hand with attraction. Attraction and comfort do have a lot of similarities. Okay, being overly nice can break comfort too. And same thing, these all just show that you're a little bit too needy. Being a nice guy isn't necessarily a bad thing at all, But when you seem overly nice and you're supplicating to her, it can come off as if you're just trying to please her. So don't try to accommodate everything for her. Don't be apologetic. Don't seek her approval. Be a man, be a leader, and invite her to things that you're going for. Don't just accommodate, when it comes to setting up a date through text, don't just accommodate her and do whatever she wants to do. Do what you want to do and see if she wants to tag along. Okay, now, when do you text her and how often to text? You don't want to start to overthink about how often or when you should text because you'll just stress yourself out. But as a general idea, you don't always want to text back in the same duration. Sometimes text her back right away. Sometimes wait 10 minutes. Sometimes wait a day. Sometimes just don't text her back at all. You should have other things going on in your life besides her. And the more numbers that you get and the more you start texting these women that you meet, the more you'll get a better feeling for the balance. As a general note, don't text women between the hours of 8 p.m. and 1 a.m. on the weekends, Friday and Saturday, because it'll make you appear like you just don't have anything going on the weekend. And you want to be a high-value guy who has a lot of things going for himself, a lot of things going on. Now, of course, there's exceptions to the rule. If you are trying to get her to come over that night, if you're trying to get a booty call, there's certain text messages that work in those situations as well. And we'll get into that. The first text you send a woman that you just met should be within 24 hours of meeting her. If you wait longer than 24 hours, like I said earlier, the attraction that she felt with you will start to diminish slightly, depending on how much attraction she had. If she was really attracted, it's okay. You could wait a week. Obviously, I wouldn't recommend that. As a general rule, don't wait longer than a day.